There's fornication, men with women, women with men, and all the rest. Not to exclude all those forms of wickedness. You know, I don't like to single out one side of it, necessarily. But what's the big deal? I mean, you know, why is fornication wrong? What about masturbation? I mean, what's the pragmatic reason? It's just because. Uncleanness. Oh, God is just kind of arbitrary. Well, it may seem that way to me and you, but he took counsel with himself, and this is how he decided it would be. If you can't conform to it, it's because he's shutting you out. If you hate his word so much that you don't want to obey it, you have no portion in God. Now, you can make up your own God, but you have no portion with my God. And I have no portion with yours. So, we can part company in peace. Because it comes down to whose God is the true God in the end. The thing is, really, if your God is true, he ought to burn me in hell. I suppose, because of all the hard sayings I've had against him. But since he loves everybody and I believe in the resurrection, I suppose he wouldn't, would he? Well, I'm fairly confident that we're not going to see any such God. Because I certainly don't see one in the scriptures, unless just the scriptures are just a myth. But I know they're not, because it was in the name of these scriptures that I received the Holy Ghost. It was in the name of Jesus Christ, of the scriptures as I know them, that all these good things happen to me. So that's the spirit I follow. The world passes away, the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. We have to do the will of God. Remember, it is him that worketh in us, both to will and do his good pleasure. So I think Philippians chapter 2. For it is God that worketh in us, both to will and do good his pleasure. If you don't find it in Philippians 2, look it up. It's in Philippians 1, maybe. I'm pretty sure it's in 2. It's in 2. Shouldn't second guess. If I say something amiss, you can look it up. I'm not a perfect concordance either. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. The world passes away, and the lust thereof, he that doeth the will of God, abideth forever. No, it's not, well, whatever.
Well, the will of God is just that we should just believe.
Yeah, just believe, but believe all the promises, and then do them. But not according to your own power, according to the power which comes of his spirit, the power that is in his blood. See, I don't obtain righteousness because I go out and try to be righteous. Though, I'm seeking that diligently, so there's a certain amount of you're exercising self-control, but knowing that the power is coming from God to perform it. If I am able to perform in its perfection, then I know it's because God is with me. Because of my own power, I can't perform in its perfection. All I can do is make a similitude. I'll go on for a little while, and then I'll fail. That's me. But if God does it in me, he'll help me that I can put it to death. You know, Jesus couldn't have been crucified without God giving help. Because he actually, like it says, he hid wisdom from the princes of the world so that they would crucify Christ. Because if he hadn't hidden the wisdom from them, they would have said, we don't want any part with this. 1 Corinthians. Verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, they were not of us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. That's history. That's what's happened. The apostles, and I think in a sense that this wisdom was hid from the apostles, that they were not living in the literal final generation, though many of them believed it. And look, the same belief is in me. I believe I'm in the last generation. And I've seen it in Christians before. Now, how we handle that, we ought to be careful. We don't want to start making false predictions and so on, but it's like, I believe we're in the last time. And according to that time, I'm going to teach the Word of God in that fashion. I think that's what God wants us to believe. Because in our time, it is the last time. Even if we don't live to see the coming of the Lord, we're going to die to see the coming of the Lord. Because when we die, the resurrection will happen in a relative blink of the eye. Meaning they're not going to perceive the passage of time. John fell asleep. And he's in his grave to this day. Or I don't know if they, you know, they claim they've got his bones somewhere. I hope he rests in peace. I know he rests in peace. I'm just sort of kidding about that. But, you know, the apostles died. Their bodies are around. Their bones are around. Whatever. Even if their dust is only left. God is going to call them out of their sleep. Their souls are going to come forth. And their bodies are going to be remade, refashioned like unto the glorious body of Jesus Christ. He's going to show people just how far from death he can pull the dead. I mean, like, how decomposed and nothing, really. I mean, think about people buried at sea. There's nothing left. And God will pull their souls from that nothingness. And then reform into bodies. So, we hear about Antichrist. Oh, the Antichrist, the Antichrist, the Antichrist. Oh, Antichrist is going to come. Oh, yeah, the Antichrist. So even now there are many Antichrists. The whole mainstream Christianity is Antichrist. It's all Antichrist. It's all against Jesus. It's all false Christ. However, you know, Antichrist can mean against, or it can mean instead of, in the place of, in that sense. And there are many Antichrists. Jesus warned of them. He said, let no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It's not people coming and saying, I am Jesus. No, no, no. They say, Jesus is Christ. That's all that means. It's reflexive. It's funny how many people miss that. That was one of the first things I picked up on in my early 20s, that the scriptures were not being handled properly in that regard. But because people teach it that way, and because of the way it's inflected, you know, because remember, the punctuation is all added by man. They come in the affirmation of Jesus. They come saying Jesus is the Lord. They come in his name. I come in the name of Jesus, and I come to declare you that Jesus is the Christ. And they deceive many.